great to be back in Hemingway's after, hasn't been 20 years, but it's been a while. And I appreciate reading with these other fine writers. Actually, I'm going to read a short story, so I hope that's okay and you're not going to kick me out. But I know exactly how long the story takes to read. So it's like 17 minutes and I think 35 seconds because I had to make, my mother's blind, and I made her an audio book of this book. Though an interesting thing is I found myself changing some of the swear words. I mean, my mother's 84 years old and here I am just editing for her. But you'll get the unexpurgated edition. The story's called Clown, Drown. It's about a clown who drowns. And the idea of the story is that it's a freshman composition English essay. So there's a lot of misspellings in the written version of the story, but Jimmy wouldn't notice, so we're good on that. Okay, Clown Drown, and then it's the, he puts his name on the top. Robert Holmes, English 101, MCCC, which would be Macomb County Community College, because this is set back in Detroit. His tentative title for the essay is Dying Is Not Funny, and it's a first draft. I've been wanting to write about this all semester, but I'm worried you're just going to laugh. It sounds like the punchline of a bad joke. It even rhymes, clown, drown. But I know I'm supposed to write about things that changed my life, and this qualifies, right, Teach? At the 13th annual Southeastern Michigan Clown Convention, we call it a convention so we can write it off on our taxes. It's more of a reunion / party. No agenda, breakout sessions, panel discussions, etc. After all, we're clowns, right? At this resort up north, Carl's Cabins with a K, this clown from Sterling Heights fell out of a rowboat and drowned. I was in the boat with him, and I should have been able to save him. This gnawing thought keeps me awake at night, and it has affected my clowning business. Thus, I am back at school at the ripe old age of 33, the age at which many clowns are just coming into their own. There's more male clowns than female clowns at these things. I don't know why clowning got to be such a guy thing. I know more women are getting into it, but on the birthday circuit, the kids just don't seem to relate to women clowns. I think it's too much like their ma. A male clown's usually nothing like their dads, who never come to the parties anyway. Being a clown is generally considered wimpy, at least in my old neighborhood. When I started clowning, everybody acted like I was coming out as gay or something. The clown who drowned was an ordained minister who lost his congregation. They voted him out not for being a clown, but for being gay. He used to do all these religious fundraisers, clowning for Christ. You maybe read about him in the papers. Being a clown makes it easy to change your name and your looks, and that's what allowed him to continue working as a clown. He had a clown makeover. He didn't abuse any kids or nothing like that. His partner, that's what they call them, had a sex change operation, and, well, it's hard to keep that kind of thing secret, so the church axed him. We always had our convention during the week so nobody would lose any gigs, and plus we could get a deal on lodgings. We've been going to the same place for, well, I started going in the eighth year, every year up near Traverse City, but it was getting too hotsy-totsy up there, and they priced us out. Somebody came up with this Carl's place. It was our first and last time there. I mean, cabins with a K, even I know that's spelled wrong. The dead clown's name, real name, was Everett, but he chose, his clown name was Fun House, his second clown name. I thought it was catchy. My name is Rocco Sacco. I went macho. This is Detroit. What was I going to do, be Clarence or something? We're not a bunch of freaks. I know there's this whole thing about kids being afraid of clowns, etc., but most of us are pretty normal. The only thing I notice is that a lot of clowns smoke. I don't know why that is. Anyway, what I'm saying is we didn't walk around all weekend in our clown get-ups, just for the Saturday night party. Carl's was a dump, but they had a nice fire pit. We got a keg and set up a bar on a picnic table. The owner, Carl, I guess, didn't seem to much care what we did as long as we paid in cash. This turned out to be a bit of a problem since the other place took credit cards, but we found an ATM with old Carl's help. My wife never came to these clown things. Some people brought their spouses, but usually only once. I think they felt like outsiders, even without us being in makeup and all. My wife wanted to know what I was doing in a rowboat at 3 a.m. with Fun, the gay clown. You know, he might have been able to make that his gimmick, like just like the Jesus thing, but I'm not sure there's such a market in the gay community. In terms of how it affected my life, my wife left me after this. Luckily, we didn't have any kids. Why did she leave me? It depends on how I tell the story. I didn't tell the story right, and that's why she left. I should have just told her what I told the police. Should I save this for my conclusion? Anyway, it was an odd night. It had rained all day and then finally stopped. Old Carl kept loose wood under a tarp, so that was no problem. The air smelled like rotting wood. No, that's too close to the other wood. Similes, I call them smiles. They should be further apart, right? How about the air smelled like dirt? Smelled like somebody was going to die. I can't describe it, but I smelled the same smell since then after a good rain. It's something the rain sets off, not rain itself. Because of the rain, some of the clowns decided not to do the makeup, so we had half clowns and half not clowns. I myself was in my clown gear. Seeing as I was one of the younger clowns, I thought it might be disrespectful, arrogant even, to not dress up. The cabins had bad lighting and old, cloudy mirrors, but a lot of us brought our own makeup mirrors, never counting anything being on location. Fun and I had known each other a few years. A lot of us carpooled up together since we were all coming up from the same part of the state, so we'd shared a car a couple of years, but not last year. Last year, he came alone for some reason. We were standing around the fire. My makeup was all sticky. Fun had his makeup on, too. It was like on one side of the fire were the people in costume, and on the other half, the people in jeans and jackets. It was a little cold out. Nobody said anything about it until Fun just says, this is after a few trips to the keg, says, kind of loud, I guess I just feel naked without my face on. Well, then somebody says, you sound like a woman. Then somebody else says something smart to mock Fun for being gay. Not like everybody called him a fag or anything, just sort of exaggerating what he said and doing that gay wave thing, but then I guess he was inspired or something. This is one of the old school clowns, Bippo, who claimed he toured with Barnum once. He makes a sign of the cross and a swishy wave, and that just does it for Fun. I'm standing right next to him, so I see his shoulders start to shake like he's laughing, but he's really starting to cry. He's not making any noise. It's like he's miming crying, but tears are running down his cheeks. Yeah, the tears of a clown, I know, but there was something around, and everybody starts in on each other, and the woman clowns are really sticking up for Fun, which in some way makes it worse. I went and put my arm around him. Fun, I said, fuck the marshmallows tonight. Let's go for a walk. I figure it's okay to swear when people are talking because that's the way they talk. Am I using quotation marks right? So, we always had marshmallows. It was a jokey thing with everybody looking for the best stick and everything. Clowns can be very serious about clowning, but the reason they become clowns in the first place has to do with wanting to be like a kid. At least, I think so. At the last gathering in Traverse City, someone had thrown Bippo's orange wig into the fire and caused a scene, resulting in an apology and replacement wig. So Bippo was even more of a blowhard than usual that weekend as some kind of compensation, like he was going to make sure he wasn't the one laughed at this time. I wasn't wearing my flappy, oversized shoes. It was too muddy, but Fun had his on, so I led him away. I realized we couldn't walk for Carl had... I realized we couldn't walk far. Carl had a couple of rowboats he left anchored on shore. He had a dock, but that was for his motorboat, which we weren't allowed to use. How about a little row then, I said. Fun hiccuped and nodded, so I pulled the anchor out of the wet sand and threw it into the boat. Fun slowly climbed in, and I pushed us off and into the water, then hopped in. Because of the rain, the bottom of the boat had a good inch or two of water sloshing around down there. Fun put his big feet on the edge of the boat so he wouldn't ruin his shoes. I started rowing and the oars squeaked in there. What do you call those things the oars go into? Oar holders? Look at those clowns, somebody shouted from shore. It was an old joke, but everybody laughed. Damn right, I shouted back, and everybody laughed again, and I was sure everything was going to be okay by the time Fun and I got back. We got out a ways onto the small lake, Tea Lake, probably because the water was kind of brown. The clown bonfire looked a bit odd from a distance, the little flashes of bright makeup and hair, like it was some weird cult thing when it was just a bunch of clowns getting hammered. It felt good to be away from them. Thanks, Rocco, Fun said. He'd calmed down, but he still looked like one sad little clown sitting there. Shit, I said. We should have brought the fishing stuff. We could catch some clownfish. I know, Fun groaned too, but I was a little giddy to be out in the rowboat in the dark. I'd never done that before. The sky opened up above us with a lot more stars than we're used to in the city. A slice of moon was low on the horizon. Nights like this, Fun said. He sighed and pulled out a pack of cigarettes. He sewed a pocket for smokes on the inside of his costume. He offered me one, and the big magic sky with the water lapping gently against the boat made me take one. Fun was a puppet clown. He had a whole suitcase full of puppets that he took on gigs. He could throw his voice pretty good. His audience was preschoolers mostly. I got mostly the kids who were half in on a joke already, the kids who were too old for clowns, but their moms got them one anyway. I did juggling and car tricks mostly. We all did balloon animals. If you couldn't do balloon animals, you may as well be busking as a mime or some lame shit like that. This could be a romantic night. It has romantic potential, Fun said. I didn't know how to take that. Yeah, if you were with the right person, I said. Though, to be honest, I wasn't imagining my wife as the right person at that moment. I was thinking about the school teacher who'd hired me for their spring fair a couple of weeks before. Edwina left me, Fun said. Edwina, a.k.a. Edwin, was a sex change recipient. I had imagined that kind of irrevocable gesture meant some kind of irrevocable love, but I guess I was wrong. Yeah, he left me for, you're gonna love this, another woman. Fun looked like he was going to start the heaving thing again, so I stopped rowing and put my hand on his shoulder. I didn't know what to say to that weird kind of betrayal. I couldn't even figure it out. What do you think God makes of all that? I asked. I was more comfortable going with God than with the gay stuff. The thing about God is that he doesn't get erections, so he doesn't understand any of this, Fun said. Is that in the Bible? I asked. People don't get it. The Bible's this big black book, he said. You can read anything into it, and it becomes true. Another boat had passed us then, a lantern in the front. It looked like a father and son going fishing. How are they biting? The man asked. Fun and I looked at each other, our faces masked by clown emotions. Great, I kind of whispered. They're biting like crazy. The old man had his back to us as he rowed, his broad shoulders pulling against the oars like he could row forever. His son got a good look at us, but the boy said nothing. After a good rain, the man said, then his words trailed off into the night. I started rowing again in the opposite direction, and I realized I'd lost sight of the clown campfire. Fun, do you know where we are? I asked. Call me Everett, he said. You know, he said, sometimes my puppets have minds of their own. And he lifted his hands in the air like they had puppets on them, though they did not. What happened next? I shoved Fun away when he grabbed my crotch, and his shoe caught on the bench in the middle of the boat, and the whole thing flipped over. I knew enough to rip off everything, so I knew enough to rip off everything I could as I sank to the bottom. The wig, the baggy outfit, my sneakers. I splashed back to the surface, gasping for air. I started immediately swimming in the direction of the closest lights on shore, then caught myself. I turned and shouted, Fun! and the sound echoed across the water. I guess whoever heard it didn't think much. It was a Friday night. Fun, I shouted again. In the darkness, I heard no splashing, no crying out. Was he hanging on to the capsized boat? Fun, I shouted, then finally thought to yell, help! I yelled help, then swam the rest of the way to shore. I crawled out of the mucky sand near two old couples sitting around a campfire. Well, if it ain't the creature from the Black Lagoon, one guy said. They were drunk. It was one of those lakes surrounded by drunks. They were no help. By the time the county police got their boat in the water, it was nearly dawn and they were just looking for the body. All morning, the rest of the clowns stood with me on shore waiting for word. None of them in clown gear at that point. They did not blame me. The old Carl, you could tell he was thinking about the bad publicity, about getting sued, not some dead clown who would never make anyone laugh ever again. I told the police that he was drunk and fell out of the boat and tipped it over. I told them I couldn't find him, and all that's true. They finally found his body right before dark the next day. The lake wasn't that big. Things hadn't been great with my wife at that point anyways. She was the steady breadwinner, as they say, working as a secretary at the local grade school. She didn't think it was so cute, me being a clown anymore. When we got married, I think she'd imagined it more of a temporary thing. See, and that affected everything else, you know, all the personal stuff. I got my health benefits through her, so I'm currently doing without. I got in trouble with her trying to explain how fun scared me there in the boat. She kept asking me why I was in the boat with that gay clown. There's lots of different kinds of scared, and I shouldn't have tried to explain it. You might have read about this in the newspapers because it had all the stuff newspapers like. Sex, religion, tragedy, novelty aspects. I guess they were expecting a bunch of clowns to show up for the funeral, but we were all dressed in our Sunday best. The photographers didn't stick around. We were in disguise. I'd never met a retired clown, though. I might be one myself pretty soon. I want to be a teacher now because that's a less reckless way of making a difference in the life of kids. I value life more because I saw somebody lose theirs and how fast that can happen. I thought, a ride in a rowboat? What's the harm in that? I'm glad I can rewrite this because I still don't think I figured out my conclusion yet. Smiley face emoticon. Does this ever happen to you? Parentheses. Well, close parentheses, open parentheses. I know I'm not supposed to use so many parentheses, but that's how my mind works, but that's why they invented them in the first place, right? Parentheses. P.S. For my how-to paper, I want to write about clown survival in an economic downturn. Is that okay? I'm writing about what I know. Dot, 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 dot. I like those dotted lines. Parentheses. You keep marking off for them, but they're legit punctuation, just like parentheses. I'm exploring all my options here. I keep thinking about how those dots are like juggling balls. I can juggle six, by the way, dot, 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 parentheses. Thank you.